So we've been talking about the first Mishnah here in the third parak. The Mishnah says, Lulav HaGozel VeHayovesh Pasul. These are the first two psulim that the Mishnah mentions. Gozel and Yovesh. We spoke a lot about Yovesh. What's the psul? Is it Zakeli Vanveyu? Is it the din in the mitzvah klali that is ma'akev in this context? Or maybe it's a special din of Hodah? That's Yovesh. So the Gemara has a very interesting question here. Kaposik v'toni, loshna v'yamtev rishon v'loshna v'yamtev sheni. The Mishnah says that Gozel and Yovesh are possible, but it doesn't say what we're talking about, whether it's Yomtev rishon, the first day of Yomtev, is it Yomtev sheni, Chol HaMoed, after the first day. So Bishlama Yovesh, Hoda Be'inan V'leka, Bishlama Yovesh, Lulav HaYovesh is possible. Even beyond the Shani, it's possible called Shiva because Hoda Be'inan V'leka. So we discussed what that means according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, but the Gemara certainly is saying that Yavesh is possible, Hoda is possible called Shiva. Elo Gozel, fact the Gemara Gozel, Mishlam, Yom Tov Rishon, Dechziv Lachem, Yishal Lachem, Elo Yom Tov Shani, Amai Lo. Kash of the Gemara, the opening Kash in this third parak, is why is Gozel possible on Yom Tov Shani? We know Lachem Lachem Bayom Arishon Lachem Yishal Lachem. We need Lachem on the first day Yom Tov, and Shaul one is not going to be Yotze with on the first day Yom Tov, but Shaul you can be Yotze after the first day since it doesn't say it says Bayom Arishon Lachem, so Lachem is necessary only Bayom Arishon. So the question is, in the Mishnah it says that Lulav HaGozel is possible Kaposik V'toni, it just says it straight, doesn't distinguish between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. So presumably it should be Pasul Kol Shiva, but why is it Pasul Kol Shiva? If the Psul of Lachem is only by Yom HaRishon, so why is it Pasul Kol Shiva? The Gemara gives an answer. We're going to get to the answer in Mitzvah Shem, not for now. But from the Kasha of the Gemara, the impression you get is that there seems to be a split, right? In terms of the Din Lachem, the Din Lachem is only said by Yom Rishon. The Din of Yavesh, the Psul of Yavesh Ohadah, seems to be said Kol Shiva. What's the din with the other psulim and dalet minim? Let's say chaser. Chaser is also a psul and dalet minim that we had. That's the Gemara Lamed Vav Amibes. Is chaser a psul beyond Rishon? Or is it a psul beyond Tavsheni as well? That's the Gemara we had. The Gemara Lamed Vav Amibes said, Rabbi Chanina matul bav enofik ba. Rabbi Chanina would dip the esrig, he'd take a bite out of his esrig to teach the Talmidim that chaser is kosher beyond Tavsheni. So the Gemara's kasha is, how could he take a bite of the esrog? But it's the chaser. It says lekachtan lachem. Lekachtan means lekicha tama. It has to be a complete lekicha. Chaser is possible. So how could Rabbi Chanina be matbel bav enovik ba? The Gemara says, can be yom tov rishon, can be yom tov sheni. When the Mishnah says the chaser kolshu is possible, that an esrog that's missing something is not a lekicha tama. It's missing even a little bit of kolshu from the esrog, from the inside of the esrog, not just, you know, not just the outer peel. It has to take from the basar. Chaser is not such an easy thing to find. Not everyone, they look at an esrog and they try to figure out, well, is that the left? It has to really be poking inside quite a bit for it to be chaser. Most chilas of chaser, they'll say, it's probably okay. It's probably okay. But, you know, if it's deep enough, so maybe taka is chaser. If it gets a coat, gets a thorn inside the esrog, so maybe a taka did go deep enough and it's chaser kosher. The chaser kosher, the Mishnah says, is partial, and yet Rabbi Chanina is matul bav enofik, but how can it be? The Gemara says, can't be yom tov rishon, can't be yom tov sheni. That the psul chaser, the psul of lekicha tama applies be yom tov rishon, not be yom tov sheni. So it's interesting, chaser is similar to lochem, lochem ishel lochem, lokachem lochem bayom arishon, that's a psul be yom tov rishon. Chaser, the Gemara on Lamed Vav Amud Beis says that chaser is also only possible be yom tov rishon. Chaser is also only possible be yom tov rishon. Nikvu achbarim, so that's two days. There are two girsah, two lashonis in the Gemara. It could be that that's worse. That's more than just chasim, more than just a regular chasim. That's two days in the Gemara, but chasim itself is kosher beyond tov sheni. So what's going on? The psulim don't seem to match up. Some psulim apply only beyond rishon, some apply even beyond sheni. Hadar yaveh seems to be a psul kol shiva. Chaser is not a psul kol shiva. It's only a psul beyond tov rishon. Lochem seems to be a psul only beyond tov rishon. So what's going on over here? Well, why should they be different? They're all learnt out of the same pasuk. So why should there be some psulim applying only beyond tov rishon and the others are applying even beyond tov sheni? So that's the kasha that all the rishonim stop on right over here at the beginning of the parak. Before we get to the teretz, just the kasha. The kasha implies something about the psulim of dalad minim. Some psulim of dalad minim seem to apply kol shiva, some don't. So that's Taisus. Bein and hadar v'leka. Mashu the pshitle the bein and hadar l'kula yomi v'lachem yishalachem l'misukim el b'yam tefishim. Chaino l'kachtem d'mimatina minei chosed bein and l'kichatama lo mifsel el b'yam tefishim k'dekar minan l'kaman b'pirka. Hadar seems to be a psul kol shiva. L'chem is only b'yam tefishim. Chosed l'kichatama is a psul only b'yam tefishim. Like the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina matu lo b'yam tefsheini v'nafik bein. So what's going on? Some of Pasul kol shiva, some are only pasul biyam tefishon. V'teima ma'ishno zemizeh. Hakulu b'hadi adadik sivi b'chad kral. V'lekachtem lachem v'yam arishon priyetz hadar. Says it all there. Lekachtem lachem hadar. So either it should only be biyam tefishon, not biyam tefsheni, or it should be kol shiva. But why distinguish? Why split between the two? V'imishom d'mashmalei d'hani d'chzivi mikame biyam rishon alei kaimi aval hadar b'asreik siv. Maybe the reason why we split is because Lachem is going on the what's said before Lachem. Excuse me. Yom Rishon is going on what's said before Yom Rishon. It says Lakachtam Lachem by Yom Rishon, so Lachem is only a psul by Yom Rishon because by Yom Rishon splits the pasuk in two. By Yom Rishon is Nidrash Lefonov, as the Ritva has the Lashon. That's what Yehav Amina would be. That Yedarshan by Yom Rishon to be going on what's mentioned before Lachem. Lachem is only a psul b'yam rishon, but hadar is mentioned after b'yam rishon, so that's a psul kol shiva. Takati kasha is fakta'is is midichsiv lokachtem darshinim bakometz rabba lekaman bepirkin darbo minin shabalula ma'akven zezed the beginan lekichatama. It's another din of lekichatama lokachtem that you need the dalad minim all together. That if you're missing one of the minim, so then it's ma'akev. Bishili Pirkin Abresh Lulov Vairova, Darshina Nami Midhsiv Lakhta Lashan Rabim Shtel Kikha Lakhalecha Vechad. It Loksiv Lakhta Lashan Yachid. It's also another halacha. Lakhtam teaches me that Shtel Kikha Byakalecha Vechad, that every member of Klai Yisrael has to take a dalad minim. Kiyechid Darshin Perka Bishmoel, Svir Lakhalecha Vechad, Midhsiv Svartim, the mitzvah of Svir Saomer is also Lakhalecha Vechad. Lakhtam is Lakhalecha Vechad. So if you're going to say Mikra Nidrash Lefonov that Bayom Rishon applies only to what's mentioned before, so then these halachas also should only apply Bayom Rishon. Okay, B'shar Yom Tziski B'minechad U'B'lakicha Shalecha B'shvil Kulam. So you shouldn't need all Dalim Minim. There shouldn't be Makiv Zuazu. And not everyone should have to take a set of Dalim Minim. That's a din Bayom Rishon. V'hecha Matzinu Dover Kazeh. We don't find that there's a split in terms of L'kicha B'yakol Lecha V'echad and Dal Aminim Ma'akven Zezeh. We don't find a split between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. So what's special about Lachem? Why is Lachem... Why is Chosed only B'yom Tov Rishon? Why is Lachem only B'yom Tov Rishon? And Hadar is Kol Shiva. And these other halachas are also Kol Shiva. What's going on over here? We have five halachas, but... They're not working out together. Some are B'yam Tov Rishon exclusively, some are Kol Shiva, so how can that be? Kach Nir is Zoktois is a fundamental Yisrael. The Hainu Taima Mishim, the Yom Rishon, the Raisa B'Gvulin. Yom Rishon, L'kach L'Lachem B'Yom Rishon, that's a mitzvah, the Raisa, even outside the Mikdash, even B'Gvulin. V'shar Yomi, the Rabbonan, Zechel HaMikdash, K'Disa V'Reish, Lulav V'Arav. Oh. Shar Yomi, a Zechel HaMikdash. What does that mean? But there are two mitzvahs. The Tilas Lulav comes in two forms. There's a mitzvah d'Araisa, there's a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. That's the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Barishona ha'yolulav nitl v'migdash shiva v'mdina yom echa. V'shachar b'es ha'migdash hiskin Rabbi Yochan Metzaka she'yolulav nitl v'medina shiva zeich ha'migdash. It used to be in a Torah that the lulav was nitol b'mikdash shiva b'mdina yom echad. What does that mean? Rashi says, "Kid Hashem etaras kohenim miusmachtem lefei Hashem lakechem shivas yomim v'lo begvulin zayin yom." Begvulin min a Torah lakachta lechem b'yom arisha. There's a mitzvah d'araisa one day. B'mikdash usmachtem lefei Hashem lakechem shivas yomim. There's a mitzvah of simcha with a netilas lulav kol shiva. Came Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai after the churban b'mikdash and he made a takon. There was no usmachtem anymore, so he made a takana zechel amigdash to be not a lulav kol shiva even be medina, even outside the beis amigdash. There was no beis amigdash, he made a takana zechel amigdash. That's why we take a lulav and esrig today, in the 21st century, we take it all 7 days because of the Zeichel HaMikdash. It's a takana de Rabbanan. In our Torah, there's only a mitzvah of lulav by Yom HaRishon, because we don't have a mikdash. So we only have a mitzvah of lulav by Yom HaRishon. But the takana de Rabbanan of Zeichel HaMikdash added a mitzvah of lulav for the rest of Yom, for all 7 days. It comes to Isis and says, there's a very big difference between the mitzvah de Reis and the mitzvah de Rabbanan. That's the key. That's the key to understanding the difference between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. Hilkach, he says, the ikar alakicha yom dalet minim alakicha l'chal echad tokun b'shar yom ikendor raisa. Since kol shiva we're taking a lulav and esrog only because of a zechel mikdash, a mitzvah d'rabbanan, a takana d'rabbanan, so we have to figure out, do we say called the tikkun rabbanan kendor raisa tikkun? That because all the psulim definitely apply the first day of Yom Tov, so then the mitzvah of Zeichel HaMikdash, the mitzvah's netil of Zeichel HaMikdash also has all these psulim, or do we say no? That sometimes Chazal were not misakin kedar raisa. In certain respects they did, in certain respects they didn't. How does that apply over here? So it says Taisvis, in the Iker Lekicha, like Dalet Minim Akvin Zezeh, Lekicha l'chol echad ve'echad. So there, Chazal u'misakin kenda raisa, because that's the ikar lekicha. V'chein b'hoda, says Taisus, mishum hida mitzvah. Hoda, mishum hida mitzvah. I know Taisus said that hoda is a special halacha. It's not the din kloli of hida mitzvah. But as some of you pointed out, I think Josh Hach pointed out, right? Hoda, hida mitzvah. Like, oh, wow, it's tach lezel b'zak. Right, okay, it's a little bit different in terms of lumdis, but it comes to the same point that hoda means you're supposed to have a beautiful set of dalaminim. It's similar to Hidimitz, but it's different in terms of where it comes from, what's the makor, but in terms of the halacha, it's similar. So it says, Taisus, Mishum Hidimitzvah, Chazal apply the concept of Hadar Kol Shiva. Right, even to the Takon of Zeichel HaMikdash, Chazal apply the idea of Hadar. Aval b'chazav ishol, lo tokon. Chazal were not misakein, chazar and shol, for the Takon of the Rabbanon of Zeichel HaMikdash. And what's Gozel? So Gozel is a machlokes amaram. He says, "If a Gozel psula plug the shmaita, we'll get to it." The Rabbi Yochanan Sava the talking mishum mitzvah baba there. Shmuel Sava the low talking the mitoch shiotz b'shol yotzinari b'Gozel. Okay, well, we'll get to this machlokes amaram, where the talk of the psul of Gozel, even if lochem doesn't apply kol shiva, maybe there's some kind of a psul after the first day. That's Taisus. So what's Taisus saying? He's saying there's a distinction between the mitzvah of netilas lulav in Torah and the mitzvah of the rabbanon of zeich lemikdash. The mitzvah by Yom HaRishon and the mitzvah kol shiva, and how about Usmachtan, the mitzvah of the mikdash? Taisus seems to be saying regarding the mitzvah of the Raisa, there is no distinction. That all the halachas that apply to the mitzvah of lekachtem by Yom HaRishon apply to the mitzvah of Usmachtan. The Raisa and the Rabban, that's the split here, right? For the din the Raisa, all the psulim apply. So just like all the psulim, lochem and chaser and hoder and everything applies by Yom HaRishon, bigvulin, even bigvulin, he seems to be saying that b'mikdash as well, smachtem also would have all those psulim. Stama, there would be a psul of lochem, there'd be a din of lochem in the mitzvah to take a lulav b'mikdash kol shiva, even on Yom Tov Sheni and Chol HaMoed throughout the Yom Tov, because he's distinguishing between derais as opposed to derabbanan. That's how Tosis is saying. So even though he doesn't mention a smachtem over here in the Teretz, doesn't say anything about it. Since his distinction is between Daraisa and the Rabbanan, he's just trying to figure out what were the Chacham Masakim with the Rabbanan. Did they do it Ken Daraisa? Did they not do it Ken Daraisa? But it sounds like on a Daraisa level, there is no distinction. They're all the same. Ulakachtem, Usmachtem, Itzdach, Bezel, Bezach. All the psulim that apply in the mitzvah of Ulakachtem, even Begvulim, will apply in the mitzvah of Usmachtem, Bemikdash. And the whole Shaila is how to extrapolate from that mitzvah Daraisa to the mitzvah of the Rabbanan called Shiva. That's how Tosfos learns. So, according to Tosfos, what's the kasha here on the Chav Testament base? What's it talking about? Kaposik v'tani lo shnabi yom tev rishon lo shnabi yom tev sheni. So, bishlami yoveh shadu be'ina v'leka be'gozol bishlami yom tev rishon, but I don't understand yom tev sheni. What's that talking about? The mitzvah deraisa? Is it talking about ulakachtem, the smachtem? Is it talking about zeichel mikdash? Well, what's it talking about? L'chor, according to Tosfos, the whole kasha of the Gemara is talking about the mitzvah derabbanan. Regarding the mitzvah deraisa, there is no distinction. Saka kaposik v'tani. There is no distinction. Lo shna yom tov rishon, lo shna yom tov sheni. Lochem is still a psul b'mikdash kol shiva. So the Gemara never had that kasha. Kasha of the Gemara is that the Gemara is assuming that we're talking about the whole mitzvah of lulav and esu. Even the zeichel mikdash, right? We're talking about the zeichel mikdash, dike halacha. And we're talking about the mikdash. We're talking about the zeichel mikdash, takona de rabban. Kapasik v'toni losh na biyam tevishin losh na biyam tevsheni. I understand my hodur pasles kol shiva in the zeichel mikdash, but why is gozel pasle? Bishlam belachem biyam rishon. It's bigvul. It's daraisa. But kol shiva bigvul. It's talking bigvulin. Bigvulin kol shiva is only the rabbanan. So it's only the rabbanan. Why should it be pasle? Why should gozel be pasle the whole shiva? Says after the gemara, it's a mitzvah b'aver. Fine. But the kasha of the Gemara is talking about bigvulin. Why should it be pasul kol shiva? Gozel. Yovish is pasul kol shiva bigvulin. Daraisa? On a daraisa level, obviously everything applies kol shiva, says Taisus. Bein bigvulin, bein bimikdosh, kol shiva. It's going to apply kol shiva. That's how Tosis understood this kasha. And according to Tosis, the Gemara in Lamed Vav HaMavez is also talking about the mitzvah derabbanan. Chaser is possible only biyom rishon. I can't biyom tefrishon, can't biyom tefsheni. The Mishnah is talking biyom tefrishon. Rabbi Chanina Matlub of Anavi is talking biyom tefsheni. Well, what's that referring to? It's referring to the Zechel of Mikdash, the Dinder Abana. Minat Torah, there is no difference. B'mikdash kol shiva, there is a psul of chaser. There's a psul of lochem b'mikdash kol shiva, according to Taisvis. Zechel of Mikdash, oh. Within the mitzvah of the Rabbanan, the takana of the Rabbanan, then we have to figure out what applies. So comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Chanina Makal of Anavigba, he felt that the psul of Chasa doesn't apply kol shiva in the Zechel Mikdash. Zechel Mikdash, not in the Mikdash. In the Mikdash per se, the mitzvah of smachtem, for the dinu smachtem, then Chasa does apply. But the Gemaras are talking in the Zechel Mikdash. Our Gemara here that Yavish is possible kol shiva because of Hadar. Gozel is only possible by Yom Rishon. Chos is only possible by Yom Rishon. The Gemara in Lamed Vav. That's all in the Zeichel HaMikdash. That's how Tosis is learning the Gemaras. That there's no steer in the Gemaras because they're all talking about the Din Derabbanan. But there are certain halachas that taka apply kol shiva in the Din Derabbanan because within the Din Derabbanan you can there are distinctions to be drawn. The Kol Tikun Rabbanan can derisa tikun applies to some halachas, but it doesn't apply to others. That's how Tosis learned this. Yes.
So just within Tosos's distinction of Zechel and Mikdash, so why is Chaser not part of Iker Lakicha?
It's a din in the Lakicha, it's not part of the Iker Lakicha. The Iker Lakicha means that you need the min. You need the min. And you have to take the min. So the fact that Lakicha Lachalecha Ve'echad and the Dalamin and Ma'akvin Zezeh, that's the Iker Lakicha. Chaser is not the Iker Lakicha. I got an Esrig, but it's Chaser. It's Chaser, but it's an Esrig. Shmoy Olav, it is an Esrig. The Iker Lakicha is that you have to take, is that everyone has to take a set of Dalamin. That's the Iker Lakicha quintessence. Okay? This is not only Tosis's approach to the Sugya, it's Rashi's approach too. Oh, we start with Tosis because he just dresses it up so nicely. No, he has the Kasha, it's like a Shia Kloli in Tosis. He has a Kasha, he has a Havamin of a Teretz, then he gives you Reb Chai, well, he doesn't give you Reb Chai, but I'm saying he gives his own answer, the Alamdisha answer. You know, Rashi doesn't do that. Rashi just, you know, Kurtz of art. Oh, but now once you read the Tosis, you go back to the Rashi and figure out, well, where does Rashi hold on? If you look at Rashi, you see, Mamish is saying what Tosis says. Does Rashi learn? Bishlama Yovesh, Posel Bidrabbanan Nami. Ah, this is gold. Bishlama Yovesh, Posel Bidrabbanan Nami, Kevin the Mitzvah, Humishim Zechel, and Migdash Be'in and Hidr Mitzvah. So forget the Hidr Mitzvah for a moment, right? That's what we're focusing on before. Hidr Mitzvah, Hodor, right? Forget that. The beginning of Rashi now. Rashi says, what's the Kasha of the Gemara? Bishlam Yovish, I understand, is possible even Bidurabonon. Bidurais Havad, it's possible. Bidurabonon, right? In the Zechel HaMikdash, it's also possible because the Zechel HaMikdash is Docha Mitzvah, the Rabbanon, you need Hidr Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, the Rabbanon too. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. The Kasha of the Gemara is on the Mitzvah, the Rabbanon. But Yavish, I understand, is possible kol shiva. But lochem? Kapasik v'tani, it's possible kol shiva. Why is it possible kol shiva? Lochem only applies by Yom HaRishon. It shouldn't apply in the Zeichel HaMikdash. That's what Rashi is learning. The Kasha of our Gemara was focusing on the mitzvah of the Rabban. And Rashi says the same thing on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. You look carefully in the Rashi. It's mamish meduyik in Rashi. What does he say? Rabbi Chanina matbe bov enavigda, yeah? So what does he say? Meshanina, Mishlava, Masnisin, L'Rabbi Chanina Lokasha Mastisin Biyom Tefrishon Shelakichaso Minat Torah Ubeinon Lekichatama Lichsiv Lekachtem Lekichatama. By Yom Rishon, the Lekicha, the Netil of Dalaminim is Deraisa. You need a Lekichatama. Biyom Tefsheni Nafik Bei Rabbi Chanina Avagam Lo Hayasholem. Rabbi Chanina was Matul and Nafik Bei Yom Tefsheni. What's he saying? Think Bishlam of the Mishnah that says Chaser Kol Shu is Pasul. That's because Lekichaso Minat Torah. If you have a din daraisa, a mitzvah daraisa, so obviously chos is going to be possible. Rabbi Chanina Magul, Rabbi Novik, but he's talking with the Rabbanan, Biyom Tosheni. If the Lakicha is the Rabbanan, so then chos is not going to possible. So that I understand. The Rav Kasha, because Rav says that it's not Hadar. Because it's not Hadar, Hadar should apply even Biyom Tosheni, it should apply even for the Takon of Zechel and Mikdash. That's the Kasha that came out with it. But Rabbi Chanina is sitting pretty. Rashi says, Rabbi Chanina is Magbel of another, but that means he felt in the Zeichel HaMikdash, there's no Psul of Chosa. If the Lakicha is Daraisa, so then there's a Psul of Chosa, but in the Lakicha the Rabbanan, there's no Psul of Chosa. Nochamo, Rashi says that the Chilukah between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni are in the mitzvah of the Rabbanan, the Zeichel HaMikdash. That's how Rashi and Tosfos are learned, that the Sugyas, the Gemara and Chavtes HaRabeis, the Gemara and Lamed Vav HaRabeis, they're talking in the Zeichel HaMikdash, they're talking for the Tila the Rabbanan. There we have some kind of distinctions between the psulim, but in the Netila Daraisa, whether Begvulin or Bemikdash Kol Shiva, all of the psulim apply. Lochem, Choser, Hoder, everything, Kol Shiva. That's Rashi and Tosfos. Questions? Yeah.
Hey, don't forget to be done for this for later, but I don't get a distinction. I don't see how this would up.
You don't see why it should be distinguished? Mm-hmm. Distinguish between Daraisa and the Rabbana, or distinguish between within the mitzvah of the Rabbana. The Tosfos says that there are different levels. If it's the Iker Lakicha, then call the Tikkun Rabbanan can the Raisa Tikkun. If it's Hadar, so Mishum Hidr Mitzvah, Chazal, we're Mesakin. But Chaser is not, Chaser and Shol, they're not so Iker to the Lakicha. And they're not Hidr Mitzvah. So we don't say call the Tikkun Rabbanan can the Raisa Tikkun. Tosfos is just trying to figure out what psulim did Chazal include in the Takon of Zechel HaMikdash? What psulim not? But within Daraisa, Taisa says, what's the Shaila? It's in a pasuk, right? We're going to dash in the beginning of the pasuk, end of the pasuk. No, the whole pasuk comes together, right? So if anything that's in the pasuk should apply the whole Yom Tov, right? Everything that's in the pasuk should apply. If you have a psul in the mitzvah Daraisa Begvulin, those psulim should apply in the mitzvah of Usmachtam as well. So Daraisa, there is no chilik between the different psulim. Then we can start to talk about distinctions. The Rashi and Tosfos. The Ramban, in Nochamas Hashem, in his Chidushim, Ramban is very troubled with Tosfos. Yes, the number of different kashas. We're not going to get to the kashas of the Ramban because I don't want to complicate matters too much. He has some very, very blistering kashas on Rashi. The Mishnah on Daf and Aleph on the base is one of his major kashas, but not for now. We're not going to get there now because the time just doesn't permit us. Let's just try to understand how the Ramban learned the sugya. Ramban has trouble with Tosfos, so he says, "I'm going to tell you a yisod. I'm going to be megalis sodus haturi to you." Says the Ramban. That's how he starts the mechana. I mean, not starts the mechana, but in the middle the piece that I asked you to see. So he says, "Be quiet. I have a secret to tell you." It's pretty famous at this point, but. Okay. Ban says like this. If you have a Mochamas, read it with me. It's such a beautiful piece. Aval achshav ani megale davar nochon ma'od b'feirish ha-shmur. B'feirish is the last one on the line in my versions. Shor Rishonim lo omru tam. Rishonim didn't say what I'm about to say. This is a new guy, he says. It's a new approach. Haydavim afur shu begemara of a mishnah shalulav nitel min atorah zayin b'mikdash v'mdina yom echa v'bayom arishan v'inan lachem v'b'sheini afilu b'mikdash yotzi hu b'lulavah shal chaveyo v'b'sheini afilu b'mikdash yotzi hu b'lulavah shal chaveyo. That's the sticking point of the Ramban. That's what troubles him at Tosfos. Right? V'sheini yotzi hu b'lulavah shal chaveyo. He's interpreting the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, even though it doesn't talk about the Har HaBayis, it's talking Bizman HaMikdash, because it's Madaik from a Gemara that Shalom Bizman HaMikdash, Bizman Churban, they made a Gzeira that you don't take the Lulav on Yom HaRishon. So that whole discussion is talking Bizman HaMikdash. Okay, not for now, but let's not get involved. Well, Zok the Rambam like this. Umaslisim mereisha the pirka belulav shel Torah nishneis kula at sofa diktari takanaso shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai for Rishona hayolulav mito b'mikdash zayin b'mdino yomechot, etc. From the beginning of the Perek Zok the Rambam until the Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, it's all talking daraisa. Everything is daraisa. Then it mentions the takana of Zeichel HaMikdash. V'takanasu shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lo pasuk v'tani masnisin. V'tani masnisin b'psulei klum. V'lo alea diktuku b'gemara klum. Ela alulav shel Torah shenishneis b'reisha d'pirkin olav amra kapasuk v'tani lo shnabi yamishin v'lo shnabi yamsheni. The Bchalul of Hanitel Minatara, Katani Agazel, Vayavish Pasel, Bishlamayavish Bin and Hadar. But Gazel, Afilu Bemikdash, Adam Yotzi, Bilalava Shalhaver, Behindu Pasek Vitani. Ramban says the Mishnayis are all talking Daraisa until Memalavam Alva mentions the Takon of Zechavim. But before that, it's all Daraisa. So the Kasha of the Gemara, Kapasek Vitani, Loshna Yom Tavishan, Loshna Yom Tavishan. The Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav, Rabbi Chanina, Mapibov, and Avigbah. It's all the Raisa. It's not the Rabbana. Against Taisus. Right? It's all the Raisa. Mishnayas are all the Raisa, I should say. Mishnayas are all the Raisa. V'hainu Pazik V'toni Gozol Dumyu Diyavesh L'Fsula Zeo Perish Hashmo V'zol Hisu Yosu. Ramban says, Pazik V'toni is not talking about the Rabbana. He's talking about the Raisa. But the Gemara is troubled. It says Bishlama Yovesh Hada Be'in Avaleka. I understand why the psul of Hada should apply not only to the din of Lakachten but to the din of Smachten as well. I understand why the din of Hada should apply Kol Shiva B'Mikdash Daraisa. But Gozel, why should Gozel apply Kol Shiva? Gozel applies even in the Mikdash, Kol Shiva. Why should it apply Kol Shiva in the Mikdash? Lochem Yishel Lochem. Lochem by Yom HaRishon. Just like there's only a din of Lochem in the din of Lakachtem by Yom HaRishon, so too, Smachtem has a psul Lochem only by Yom HaRishon. Kaposik v'toni, so I can understand why Yavish is pasuk kol shiva, but why is Gozel pasuk kol shiva? Lachem should only apply to the din of smachtem only by Yom HaRishon, just like the din of lakachtem has a psul of lachem only by Yom HaRishon because it only exists by Yom HaRishon. With smachtem also should be limited in the same way. So why is it pasuk kol shiva? That's the kasha of the Gemara, according to Ramban. Not in the Rabbanans. The Ramban is splitting. Even within the Raisas, the Ramban says, that there's a split. Lachem only applies to the din of Lakachtem, but it doesn't apply to the din of Smach. Yeah. That's Ramban. So what's going on over here? But the Ramban says that the distinctions of the Gemara are talking within the Raisas. And presumably, within the Zeichel HaMikdash, what would the Ramban say? Did the Psulim apply in the Zeichel HaMikdash? Tosfos stands on his head to try to figure out which Psulim do apply, which Psulim don't apply, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came the Raisa Tikkun, when yes, when no. What does the Ramban seem to hold? Ramban presumably would say that in the Zeichel HaMikdash, there are no Psulim. Not Choser, not Hadar, and nothing. Except maybe if it's Ein Shmo Olav, if it's not an Esrig. I mean, it's not an Esrig, you can't take it. It's not a Lulav, you can't take it. Right? But presumably, if it's Shmo Olav, it's just a Psul of Chaser or Hadar or something like that, the Ramban would say that those Psulim don't apply to the Zeichel HaMikdash. The Zeichel HaMikdash is not Kandar Raisa. So what does apply in the Din of Smachtem? For the Din of Smachtem, the Ramban says Lochem doesn't apply for sure. That's our Gemara. Kapasuk v'toni, I can understand that Hadar applies in the Din of Smachtem, but Lachem shouldn't apply in the Din of Smachtem. So Hadar, yes. Lachem, no. And how about Chasim? What does Ramban say about Chasim? does chaser apply? For the din of smachtim, does that apply? So the Ramban seems to say, and if you look at the Ritva, who expands a lot on the Ramban, he says beferish that the Ramban holds that really all the psulim of the din of lakachtim apply to the din of smachtim too, except lachem. Lachem is the only exception. That's the Ramban shit. Everything applies. All the psulim apply to the mitzvah deraisa. Vein the din of lakachtim, vein the din of smachtim. For the Zeich LeMikdash, the psulim don't apply. But for the Raisas, all the psulim apply, except for Lachem. That's the Ramban Shit. Let's chart it. I mean, I know it's getting a little complicated, but if we chart it, you'll see it's not so difficult. We have Tosfos so far in the Ramban. What psulim apply to the following din? Okay, how many dins do we have? Lekachtem. Min haTorah. It's better. Daraisa. I feel a bit ruler. Yom Arisha, Yom Aleph. Usmachtem, the rice of the Mikdash, Kol Shiva. And then Zeichel and Mikdash. The Gvulin, Kol Shiva. Shechara Beis Amin. Which psulim apply to each one of these dinim? What does Tosfos say? Ulakachtem? Usmachtem? What does Tosfos say? Kol ha-psulim. All the psulim apply to their isis. Hodar, lochem, choser, everything. Out! Kol ha-psulim apply to the dinim usmachtem as well. Lochem? It's also possible to mikdash kol shiva. I mean, lochem. Shaul is possible to mikdash kol shiva. You need lochem kol shiva. How about the zeichel and mikdash begvulin kol shiva? Which psulim applies? That's where Tosfos starts to, you know, to fiddle around, right? He distinguishes. He says, Dalet minim, lekicha lechalecha, hadar. You know what? Let's line them up. Let's list them. Dalet minim lekicha lechal echad hadar. Those do apply. Not shaul or chasim. That's Tosfos. That's Tosfos. What is the Ramban saying? Question? Okay, yeah.
Why do you have to qualify each pasuk by the race of the gvulin? Why can't you just...
There are two types of deraisas. There's a deraisa of the gvulin by Yom Arishon. There's a deraisa of the mikdash kol shiva. We have to distinguish between the two. Because we'll see the Ramban is actually going to distinguish la halacha between the two. Tosfos didn't. But the Ramban does. That's why we need two boxes. Ulkachtem, according to the Ramban, which psulim apply there? Kol ha-psul. Kol ha-psulim. Everyone says kol ha-psulim. Kachtem, that's the basic mitzvah. Of course, all the psulim apply there. How about usmachtem according to Ramban? Which psulim apply there? Kol ha-psulim chutz mi lachem. Kol ha-psulim chutz mi lachem. So you see already the Ramban is also comparing the two dinim d'oraisa a little bit. There's a distinction, but fundamentally they're very similar. We're going to get to that. And how about the Rabbanan, Zeich LeMikdash? So the Ramban seems to be saying that these Gemaras, right, that the Gemara over here, Kapasik betani lo shav yom rishon lo shav yom sheni. That's within the raises, but for the derabbanan. So not a part. Except for Ein Shmo Olav. Then maybe it'll apply. You gotta take that with me, that's for sure. But the other psulim, Hadar, Chaser, Lachem, Shol is not a problem, right? For the Rabban, and the Rabban says that psulim not a problem. Why is this the case? Why does the Rabban distinguish between Lachem as opposed to Hadar? There's a cryptic statement that the Ramban, I glossed over it before, but let's go back. The Ramban says, you know why Hadar applies Kol Shiva to the Dinu Smachtim? That's the Kash of Agamar. Bishlam Yavesh Hadar Be'in Avaleka, you need that Kol Shiva. He says the Ramban, Bishlam Yavesh Be'in on Hadar, the Hadar, the Shema Esrog Siv, Kol Eicha the Be'in on Esrog Be'in on Hadar. Pre-Eitz Hadar. Part of the definition of an esrog is hadar. So I have mishlama hadar. You need kol shiva because it's part of the definition of the esrog. Okay, sounds great. Lochem is not part of the definition of the esrog, so therefore, the din of smachim does not require lochem. That's a very difficult line there, but they work very hard. The Ritzvah works hard on this. The Achronim talk about it's very difficult because if the Ramban holds that in the Zeichel HaMikdash the psul of hadar doesn't apply. It's the chapella. What if Hadar is part of the shame of the esrog? So there's no chiyuv to take an esrog. But you can take an esrog. It's not a pre-eitz Hadar, even though that's not an esrog. It's so intrinsic to the definition of an esrog that if it's not Hadar, it's not called an esrog. But yet you can take it for the zeich lemikdash. It's doch pilei plai. That's the Ritva's kash. He's trying to figure out what's the Ramban talking about. The Ritva himself agrees that if ein shmo olav avada, it's going to be pasul even for the drabonim. That's the Ritva, the Ramaschal Ode. Right at the beginning of the parak, the second of Ramaschal, he says, Ode yesh iku vecha bedalad aminin, v'hu kol shein shmo olav. He says, shehikvid bo shein bo kashir. Let's say the esrog is so small, it's ein bo kashir. According to the Ritva, that's ein shmo olav. It's not called an esrog, it's just a little itty bitty thing. That's the big kashir. V'chein lulav shu ufta. The Gemara and Daf Lamed Beis and Aleph has these cases of ufta and kufra, all these different things that are not a lulav. Oshenashu rov olav, oshenifritzu olav, or the solak bechanhutza. If it ends in one leaf, there are cases where that's just not a lulav. If it's pasuk, it's not a lulav. A hadas that's not ovos. If the leaves are in triplicate, right? A rova that's at safzofa. A hadas shota. There are different cases, but that's just not the dalaminim. Ain shmo olav is not called. That's not the min. Says the Ritva shekol elu ain shmo malayim. It's like a different min. It's like taking a banana. You can't take a banana as part of the dalamin. No, but it's okay. B'di'evet, you can't take a banana. Well, how can you take a banana? Lefikach heinog in b'chol zayin yam afilu begvulim shehem midivrem afilu shasav chak. You can't take something that's not an esri, that's not a lulav. So the pella is, if that's the case, then why does the Ramban seem to say that the psul of Hoda doesn't apply for the zechel and hikdash? It applies for the raisis. Doesn't apply for the Zeichel and Mikdash. So that's what the Ritva in the first Dibra Maschel, the end of the Dibra Maschel, that's where he fleshes this out. He says he thinks it's like this. Elisha mitzvahs lochem. Mitzvahs lochem eino choze begufan shel dalet minim. Elisha hechmer akosa bayom arishan kmo shechmer betzitzis ubesuka. Akosa vasu lohem ishalohem kas lochem ishalcha. Lachem is just a chumra ba'alma. It's not intrinsic to the guf dalid minim. It's not a din in the chefza. Right? The Ritva is saying a brisk of art, right? It's a din in the chefza or a din or a t'nai in the kiyum ha-mitzvah, if you will. Right? Is it a t'nai in the kiyum ha-mitzvah of the gavra or is it a din in the chefza? This is lachem. You can't see lachem on the dalid minim. It's not a din in the chefza. It's a t'nai in the guf ha-mitzvah. It's a t'nai in the mitzvah, excuse me. T'nai in the kiyum ha-mitzvah. Not a din in the chefza. The Torah is machmir to have lochem by tzitzis and sukkah as well. Rebbe Lezer says that the sukkah has to be shalcha, not the chachamim, but according to Rebbe Lezer, the sukkah has to be lecha. The tzitzis has to be shalcha, lekulei yama. It's a chumrah. A chumrah of lochem, if it's not in the guvan shalminim, so that's going to be limited. It's going to be limited to the... It's going to be limited to the din of lakachtem, because that's so choshev. That's more chomer. Why is it more chomer? Because it's shaykh even begvulin. Right? Lakachtem is a din daraisa that's shaykh even begvulin. So the chumrah of lochem, which is really a tnai in the kiyum mitzvah, it's not a din in the gufan shel dalaminim, that's going to apply. That's going to apply only for the din of lakachtem, not for the din of smachtem. But all the halachas that relate to the gufan shadal and minim, choser, hodar, avada, that applies to the dinus machtan as well, says the Rambam. That's how the Ritz interpreted the Rambam. That because ulakachtam is a special halacha that applies even begvulin, it's daraisa plus, it's a special daraisa. So Chazal say that the din lochem will only apply to that daraisa, not to the daraisa of usmachtan. But all the other halachas that are dinim in the gufan shel dalet minim, avada, they apply to the dinus machtam as well. They apply to all the daraisas. Because they're not just a tanai in the kiyam mitzvah, they're a din in the gufan shel dalet minim. And any din in the gufan shel dalet minim applies to all daraisas, to the dinus machtam as well. But the zeich le mikdash, you don't have even the dinim that are in the gufan shel dalet minim, because zeich le mikdash was different. We don't say called the tikkun rabbanan can daraisa tikkun. So none of the psulim apply. Even psulim that are in the guvan shel dalaminim, the only psulim that apply in the zeich lemikdash according to rabban is what? Ain shmolav. If ain shmolav, you don't have dalaminim at all. So of course that's going to apply to the zeich lemikdash as well, not just to the daraisa. Lochem is a din the guvan shel dalaminim, so that's why in the din of smachtem it doesn't apply. But all the other halachas, Lochem is just a tnai b'kiyum ha-mitzvah, it's a chumra ba'alma. That's why it doesn't apply to the dinus machtam. Hodar, chaser, they're a dinim in the guvan shel dalaminim. So they do apply kosher. That's the chilek of the Rambam. Yes. I think in light of Tosis, you have to say that the fact that the Ma'akev Zezeh, that's like Shmo Olav, that's so fundamental to the mitzvah, that would have to apply Kol Shira. Because that's so fundamental. The fact that L'kicha L'chalecha V'echad, and you need Dalaminim, it's no different than saying, I need a Lulav. So if I need a Lulav, and if I don't have a Lulav, if ain't Shmo Olav, then I can't be Yotze, then certainly the fact that the Dalaminim are actually Ma'akev each other, that should also apply to the full Daraisa. Okay, this is the Ramban. What comes out according to the Ramban? The Gemara Daf Chav Tesam Abayz, the Gemara Lamed Vav. What are they talking about? Nachamal, according to Tosis, the Gemaras are all discussing the Zeich LeMikdash. They're all talking on a Darabanan level. Because on a Daraisa level, Tosis says there is no Chiluv. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says they're not all talking on a Darabanan level. He says one Gemara is talking Daraisa, the other is talking Darabanan. Right? Bishlama Yavesh Hadabi'inan Veleka. The Gemara Daf Chav Tes is talking Daraisa. Because the Ramban says that the Mishnayos are all Daraisa until Memalv. So the Gemara here is referring to the Mishnah Kapasik Vatani. So there it's talking Daraisa. That Hadar Pasel's called Shiva. Why? It's a Din in Gufan Shel Dalamin, it's Din Lechefza. Lochem doesn't Pasel called Shiva. Right? Lochem doesn't pass kol shiva. The chiluk between lochem as opposed to hodah, that's on a level of daraisa. So that's the Gemara's kasha, but the Mishnah said that a lulav hagazel is pasal kol shiva. How can it be pasal? Lochem doesn't apply kol shiva. So it needs a different reason. That was the old kasha of the Gemara. Rabbi Chanina, Makobah, and Nafikbah, chaser is pasal only yom tov rishon, not yom tov sheni. What's that referring to? Chaser is a din in guf and shadal aminim. Why shouldn't the pasul be yom tov sheni b'mikdash? If there's a bad pasul be yom tov sheni b'mikdash. Ramban interprets that the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav is talking about the zechel mikdash. Yom tov sheni there means in din of zechel mikdash. There, chaser is not going to pass. Because shvo olav is just a psul ba'alma. Psul and ba'alma don't apply to the zechel. This is the Ramban. The Tosfos in the sugya. Yes.
That Lamed Vav is before Mem Aleph.
It is. But the Mishnah that says Chaser Kol Shu Pasul, that's talking the Raisa.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? The Chaser Kol Shu Pasul, that's the Raisa. Yom Tov Sheni Chaser Kosher Rabbi Chanina Matbul Bavinova. Rabbi Chanina is not in the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina Matbul Bavinova. Well, that's Bezechel Mikdash. That's in the Din Rabbah. That's the Rabbah. Questions?
Again?
The second day means that if it's Begvul in Zeichel and Mikdash, then it does make a difference, because according to Ramban, Choser is kosher for Zeichel and Mikdash. It might be possible for the Din Usmachtem, but it's kosher for Zeichel and Mikdash.
Right, so why do we
say
that's the second day?
No, on the first day. No. The first day there's a dinu lakachta, the regular daraisa. Right? So the first day you can't have chasa because you're not gonna be able to the mitzvah daraisa. It's only the second day where you only have a zeichel mikdash b'gvul, and so then chasa is gonna be kosher. Okay, these are two at the basic shittas in the sugya. The Rambam is a third shita. There are other shittas in the sugya, but I want to focus on these three. Tosis, the Ramban, and the Rambam. The Rambam takes the other extreme. The Ramban is somewhere in the middle. Tosis is one extreme, the Rambam is the other extreme, the Ramban takes the middle. What do I mean? Tosis says that in the Darais, even the Dinu Smachtem, all the psulim apply. Hodor, Chosa, everything. All the psulim apply. Ramban says most of them apply. The dvarim that are beguf and shildal leminim, like choser and hoder, they do apply even to the dinus machta. But not lachem, because lachem is just a tnai in the kiyam mitzvah. So the Ramban is chipping away a little. The Ramban says lachem doesn't apply. The mikdash kol shiva. It applies to lekachtem begvulim, but it doesn't apply to the dinus machta and the mikdash kol shiva. Comes the Rambam and goes even further. The Rambam says, "B'mikdash kol shiva, none of the psulim apply. Zero." Ramban is the Rambam is the other extreme. The Rambam says that the din daraisa of usmachtem and the din ulakachtem are very different. For the din ulakachtem, we have a lot of different psulim, but for the din usmachtem, very few. If ain shmo olav, so of course, I mean, that's nothing to talk about. That's not a luluv and esru. But hoder. Nothing says beyond. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav Perek Ches Halacha Tes. Kol elu she'amarnu she'em psulim mibnei mumim she'biyarnu mumim. O mibnei gezel u'gneva b'yom tov rishon bilvad. Avo b'yom tov sheni im shar hayomim akol kosher. So up the Rambam, all the psulim achmas mumim. Not lulav shel asheira, ktutim echta shiura, mishum isura, or ein shmo olav. No, we're talking about mumim. Hodder, choser. These kinds of things. Oh, gzeila, gneva, lochem. These psulim, says the Rambam, it's only b'yom tov rishon, b'yom tov sheni, im shar hayomim. B'yom tov sheni, im shar hayomim. Hakol kosher. It's all kosher. The Magi Mishnah explains that according to the Rambam, it sounds like even for the dinu smachtem, hakol kosher. Aruch Maner says the same thing, that the Rambam holds even within the din daraisa, even for the dinu smachtem, there are no psulim. I mean, there are some. I'm saying if ain shmo olav, so then that would apply to the dinu smachtem. Or machmas iser, he says machmas iser ktutim echta shiro. If it's aser ba'achilas, very very limited, because basically you don't have an esrig there, you don't have a dalamina. But these psulim of Hodar and Chaser, these things, according to the Rambam, they don't apply. They only apply to the din ulakachtem bigvulin. Wow. You gotta put the Rambam here, otherwise you're not gonna see it. Let's put it on the bottom and squeeze it in. Ulakachtem, the Rambam says, call up Sulim. Usmachtem? Nope, Sulim. Let's say, Chutz Me'ein Shmo Olam. And a few others, but basically no Sulim. And of course, in the Din Zechel Mikdash, no psulim. It can't be worse than the dinus. It can't be better than the dinus machten, right? No psulim except for any shmolov. It comes out of major machlokas. We've shown in the Ramban, and Tosfos. What's the din b'mikdash kol shiva? Which psulim apply b'mikdash kol shiva? According to Tosfos, b'mikdash kol psulim apply. According to the Ramban, almost to everything, but not lachem, because lachem is not in the gufan shel dam l'minu. And according to the Ramban, basically nothing except for ein shmo olav. Major machlokes we've shown b'mikdash. This is the middle case. It's a daraisa, but it's b'mikdash kol shiva. It's not b'yom harishon. What's the din? Lekachten by Yom Harishon in Gvulin, everyone says the psulim apply. Zeichel Mikdash, everyone says that some psulim don't apply. The question is which don't apply. Tosfos has chumris in the Zeichel Mikdash, but the question is the middle. Usmachten, the din darais of Mikdash Kol Shiva. What applies there? What doesn't apply there? So according to Tosfos, everything. According to Ramban, almost everything. According to the Rambam, almost nothing. Almost nothing. Three very different approaches to the din of smachtim in the mikdash. Questions? I see a hand. Okay. What's the kasha according to the Rambam? What's the problem with the Rambam?
What's the Gemara?
I said the Gemara. We're fitting in the Gemara. I mean, this is, we've got to first get the pshat before we listen to the lumdis. I mean, we have to understand the yeshitas. Right, the relationship between the different derises. You have to understand the lumdus behind the yeshivas. But before we get there, what's pshat in the Gemara? Our Gemara Daf Chavta says Bishlama Yavesh Bidin Hadav Aleka. So I can understand why it's Pasuk al Shiva. Ram doesn't say that Hadar is Pasuk al Shiva. Ram says Hadar is not Pasuk al Shiva. Not in the Zechel Mikdash, not in the derais of the Mikdash either. So what's the Gemara talking about? What's the answer? It comes the case of Mishnah, Mamish stands on his head. The case of Mishnah says, you know what, the Rambam goes like the Maskon of the Gemara. One of the Amoraim on the Aflamad Amar Aleph is going to say that we don't paskin, that we paskin that Taka Yovesh is only possible beyond the Frish and not beyond the Shem. Against the Kasha, against the Havamin of the Gemara. Havamin of the Gemara is that Avada Yovesh is possible beyond the Frish and beyond the Shem. So there's one day in the Amoraim on the Aflamad with Yitzhak Bar Nachmeni, he's going to say, no, our Mishnah is Taka B'yom Tefrisham. Not only for Gozel, but for Yovish too. B'yom Tefrisham. So comes the Gezer Mishnah and says, you're right, at the Havamin of the Gemara, we're assuming that Yovish is going to be Pasul Kol Shiva, even for Usmachta. But the Rambam is not Paskin like the Havamin, he's Paskin like the Maskonah. And in the Maskonah, we're assuming that Gozel is only going to be a psul B'yom Tefrisham, and Yovish as well. Hadar is only going to be a psul B'yom Tefrisham. Because B'yom Tefsheni, even B'miktosh, it's not going to be a psul. Not just in the Zechel Mikdash. Even B'miktosh, it's not going to be a psul of Hadar. Okay, so the Rambam is going like the Maskonah of the Gemara, which is only one sheet of the Maskonah, but okay, that's how the Rambam is passing. That's the psul. Yes?
I wrote up the Gemara Lamed Vav.
So the Gemara Lamed Vav, according to the Rambam, he's saying what? Could be saying one of two things, right? Can be Yom Tov Rishon, can be Yom Tov Sheni, could either be talking about the Din of Smachtem, or could be talking about Zeichel HaMikdash. The words Yom Tov Sheni could mean either one, because the Rambam holds that the Psalm don't apply to either one. So you're free to say anything. Yom Tov Rishon means Ulakachtem, Begvulim, to that mitzvah. Yom Tov Rishon is a special Daraisa where the Psalm applies. Yom Tov Sheni means all the other halachas, whether it's Daraisa B'Mikdash or even Begvul, or Zeichel HaMikdash Begvulim, either one. Because the Psalm, according to the Rambam, don't apply, except for Ein Shmo Olav, the Psalm of Hadar Chasa, those Psalm, the Gufan Shadal Aminim, do not apply.
So, according to Rambam, Gazel is still possible on the second on day two, or
it's about that day.
But so it's a different so.
Right.
Is it okay to rise but not okay to Rambam, or is it?
One second. The Rambam said, "Mitnei Gazel uveneva, biyom tuvsheni imshar hayom imakol kosher." The Rambam doesn't hold of mitzvah b'avera. Apparently, the Rambam, right? He's not.
Or is he
only
talking on
deraisa love,
or is he talking on?
He's
passed as
a
guy that
okay,
he passed
as if he passed as like the Amora at the end of the Gemara that it's only b'yom tovish, not b'yom tovsheni. So then he's assuming that it's not a mitzvah b'avera. It's not going to be a mitzvah. He's not choshish for mitzvah b'avera over here. Why not? Well, okay, we'll have to get to that. When we get to this the sugya of mitzvah b'avera, we'll have to talk about that. But the Rambam seems to be saying it's kosher. Seems to be saying it's kosher after the other vision. Yes.
Can you
say that the Yavish is much around the second day? He only talks about Gazel that's much around the second day. He didn't say anything about Yavish. Lo shanu el biyamdav rishon,
Yotzi
b'sho,
Yotzi nami b'gazel. That just means that
but what does that mean? Loshanu. Loshanu means Loshanu. The Mishnah wasn't said Ela b'yom tov rishon. What's a gozel? The first line of the Mishnah was said only b'yom tov rishon. But Yavesh, the next word of the Mishnah was said b'yom tov sheni. What was said was said even b'yom tov sheni. Pashup Shad is that he's learning that the Mishnah was only said b'yom tov rishon. That's what the case of Mishnah says. That it's a general statement that lo shanu ela b'yom tov rishon means that the whole Mishnah wasn't said b'yom tov sheni. It was only said b'yom tov rishon, not only regarding gozel, but even regarding yavish as well. Oh, so he's talking about gozel, but his yisod lo shanu ela b'yom tov rishon means that the Mishnah wasn't mishnes b'yom tov sheni. But the Mishnah wasn't talking about Yom Tov Sheni. Why should that only apply to Gazel? It's the whole Mishnah. He didn't say, right? He didn't say that one word in the Mishnah was only said Yom Tov Rishon, not Yom Tov Sheni, as opposed to the other word. It's talking about the whole Mishnah. So that's how the Kesef of Mishnah is learning. The Rambam understood it's going on the whole Mishnah. That the whole Mishnah was only said Yom Tov Rishon, not Yom Tov Sheni. Even B'mikdash, because even B'mikdash, although it's Daraisa, but if it's Yom Tov Sheni, the Psalm are not going to apply. The question is, what is this all based on? Yes, Eitan, sorry.
How are the Rambam and Rambam going to learn the Parashat Yomar and Rambam that asks, is it like El Rab Kasha? And you say, no, it's Kasha for Rab because you don't know about
it. Right, so the Lecha Mishnah on the Rambam gives the answer. The Lecha Mishnah says that if Nekvu Achbarim, that's Mo'us Tfei. Even the Rambam would say something that's so Mo'us, that's not Hodor at all, that is going to be Pasul. The Yom Tov Sheni, right? There will be puzzle the Mikdash Kol Shiva, and it might even be puzzle the Gvulin Kol Shiva, right? It might even puzzle the Zechel Mikdash. If it's so not Hodah that it's Mo'us, that's almost like Ein Shmo Olaf. Azoy Vayit. So far, that's like Ein Shmo Olaf. So that's what the Gemara there is talking about. And the Ramban might even agree, right? The Ramban might even agree to that too.
That's the answer to the Gemara.
Shani Ocha, Nikvu Achbarim. That's so most fei. That's Lav Hoda Klal, if you will. Right? It doesn't say Klal in the Gemara, but you know that's what the Lechem Mishnah is saying. But that's not Hoda at all. So therefore, even the Ramban, and the Gemara is not quoting the Ramban and the Rambam. But I'm saying even if you'll say that the Psulim, right? That the Psulim don't apply. So the psulim don't apply the mikdash called shiva, but that kind of psul is going to apply. That's so fundamental that's going to apply even beyond the shame. Okay, the question, of course, is what is the svara behind these different shivas? That we're going to have to get to on Sunday. We do have two daraisas. We have a lakartan, we have the smachtan, and of course, the question is what's the relationship between the two? Are these two different halachas? Is one a tashlum of the other? Is one a hemshich of the other? Depending on what the relationship between these two daraisas is, so that will obviously determine what their dinim are. The more we connect the two daraisas, the more their halachas are going to be the same. The more we split between the two and say there are two different halachas, two different dinim, the less the psulim are going to be the same for both of them. So take a look at some of the other makaras, and we'll try to compare notes on Sunday. We'll try to finish the sugya.